Love Talk Radio.
TC Radio. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another TC Radio event, radio broadcast, and or experience. How are you doing? It's good to have you back again for another Teen Scene Radio spectacular. Okay, so now, what are we doing? What are we doing? We're enjoying ourselves. We're enjoying this experience. Whether you have millions of dollars, billions, or whether you have little to nothing, the experience is all in your mind. Whether you're just starting school or whether you finish with a doctoral degree, it's a spiritual experience, and that's the most important thing, okay? Now, visit us online, facebook.com/teenscene radio, and or email us online at teenscenedream@gmail.com, all day, every day. Favorite people. So we haven't really talked about Simone Biles, really, going home with 5 gold medals and a bronze, okay, some of the other sports enthusiasts won gold medals in the Olympics in Rio. Congratulations again to everyone who has experienced such spectacular results. Okay, back to school for many of you teens. I'm loving it. We got all these wonderful new students, from freshmen to those preparing for graduation. I mean, how many remember their first semester in school? How many are in their first semester in school? Raise your hand. The experience is spectacular. However, how many of you are in your last semester? Raise your hand. Okay? Give me a shout out. Isn't that wonderful? It makes a difference. When you're beginning, there's always a goal, always a pot of gold at the end. Okay? So, once again, stay focused in everything that you do. Yeah. So, the wonderful now I'm wondering if okay. I'm trying to wonder if his calling number works. It's 646-787-8390. That's the number you call me in to listen to the show. However, I'm gonna get it working in the console. It says that we're supposed to be able to call and talk to the host with that number. So in the future, I'm going to get that. Anyway, the idea is that when we begin something, there's a completion point, a destination, termination destination. some goals are ongoing, obviously. Obviously, if you want to keep a client, if you want to stay wealthy, that's something that you want to continue doing again and again. That's something that you look forward to committing to. However, school and getting a degree, one of those things that you begin with a desirable destination. Okay? So let's remember that. The end result in your last semester is that you will graduate. Okay? So what you want to do is give thanks for everything that you have, including the completed goals. So when you've been through 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, and you've come to a completion point, there's a gratification that you have that new students have yet to experience. And that gratification is what it is that I'm noticing in the students who are in their last semester. Every step in completion brings a greater gratification, greater satisfaction. It's just like when you get a wife or a husband, your spouse. Every step forward, every step in completing, coming closer to reproducing with that person is a step in gratification that you are providing and that you are experiencing. Okay? So there's a gratification in completion. Now, when you think about school in general and what it is that school is meant for, school is designed to educate you, to provide you intelligence, knowledge, and along with knowledge, I like to think that people are also being gifted with wisdom and understanding so that after school they can manage as functional citizens within the society. Does that make sense? Now, whether it's getting a job with a company or starting your own company, I recommend we all go into business. I was working on the wealth guide. Yeah. By the way, when you're saving your stuff at the computer at school, make sure it's saving on your USB or hard drive and not on the school computer. However, I was working on the wealth guide, and I'm almost finished with it. You guys can get the wealth guide in the very near future. The guide to wealth. It's the guide that goes along with the multi-billion dollar business. Trillion dollar business. However, even if we're gold trillions, we fall short and become millionaires, are we upset? No. So the wealth guide goes along with the vision manifest. Seminar schedule and our seminar experience. However, the vision manifest seminar is coupled with the business opportunity that is designed to assist us in obtaining our visions and or manifesting our vision. So it's all encompassed within our experience. For me, the music, entrepreneurship, successful business, family, traveling, all of that goes into the vision manifest experience. Enjoying my living experience, having fun, love, happiness, all these things are important. And they're important not just to me, they're important to you also. And for those who say, no, they're not, yes, they are. Love is always important to everyone. Accomplishment, well-being. These are all things that we seek in our living experience. Okay. So we got about 4 minutes here. I had somebody wanted me to expand on the endocrine system on the show here and the importance. I'm going to do a little bit more talking on the endocrine system and give a little bit more detail on the next show. If all things go well for the next show. However, the endocrine system, the system within the body that assists with reproduction, regeneration. Now, most people don't talk about regeneration these days because the regeneration gene has been so, has been attacked so tremendously by habits that have negatively affected the physical being in more than 80% of the global population. So out of 10 people, 8 people will no longer discuss regeneration. Just like the lizard's tail, if you cut the lizard's tail off, it grows back. Anybody ever seen a lizard's tail grow back? Yes. And the human being, anybody ever seen a human limb grow back? I'm not going to answer that. However, the gene that is in the lizard, if in fact there was a possibility that we could transfer that gene to the human, would mean and or suggest that human beings have regenerative abilities. Okay? This suggests that human beings can reestablish a limb if in fact it was removed and or severed from the body. Okay? However, if in fact this gene was already in the body and or this regenerative system was already in the body, question is how do you activate this particular gene if necessary? Obviously, this isn't something that's necessary continuously because we're not experiencing limb separation continuously. However, if in fact it was necessary, how do you activate the regenerative system in the body? It's just like brakes on a car. When you need the brakes, the pedal is there. However, you're not always pushing on it. Why wouldn't you say there's a regenerative gene? Got 90 seconds here, but I'm going to keep on going. There's a regenerative gene in the body that we're not always pushing on that pedal, or we're not always using. However, when we need it, we want it working. Okay? You don't want the master cylinder and the brakes compromised, and when you push on a brake, it seems like it doesn't work. Well, the endocrine system has regenerative genes as well as regeneration genes. Regeneration means reproduction. The penis, the gland in the mind, in the brain. I apologize. I'm going to get all the names of this stuff later. And next show, I'm going to have the whole chart out and go through it a little bit more. And we're going to have some research and development working at some of these major institutions and colleges and universities. However, what activates and what deactivates the endocrine system? Well, one, health, good health suggests that a healthy endocrine system will reproduce. An unhealthy endocrine system will not reproduce. Obviously, if your reproduction organs aren't functioning effectively, then they won't reproduce. If they're functioning correctly, then they will reproduce. The endocrine system is associated with the reproductive organs and connected to reproductive organs, and we'll, like I said, talk a little bit more about this on the next show. However, smoking alcohol, smoking affects the lungs and some of the other reproductive organs and endocrine system. Alcohol, drugs deactivate and or disable the endocrine system so that when you need it, it may or may not function the way it's supposed to. Fruits and vegetables, water, exercise, all those things activate the regenerative genes and or the regeneration genes, which produce children, which allow us to reproduce. So whether it's regeneration or reproduction, as long as you're practicing good, healthy habits, these systems will generally work for you correctly and provide the results you seek. If you damage these systems, they may or may not function correctly. Okay? People think it doesn't matter what you do with the body. Okay? The body responds to how you treat it. Treat the body. Yeah, I'm not going to talk anymore about it this show. Next show, next week, I'm gonna talk a little bit more about it. And I'm going to get some facts and information. I'm going to the university. I'm going to talk to some scientists and some doctors. And talking to a biologist the other day who had some information for the Physics Research Institute. And I'm gonna get the lowdown. I'm going to get the facts on the endocrine system. Okay, so Teen Scene Radio, visit us online at facebook.com/TeenSceneRadio and or email us online at teenscenedream@gmail.com. I love you, ladies and gentlemen. This has been a broadcast brought to you by One Star Radio, KBAKA Trillion, hosting your Teen Scene Radio each week at 8 p.m. live on Wednesday and or occasionally in the morning and or other hours, depending on whether or not we've had technical difficulties or not. Thank you so much for joining. You can donate to Teen Scene Radio or sponsor us by visiting us online at facebook.com/TeenSceneRadio and or email us and send donations to teenscenedream@gmail.com. Sponsorship. You can have your name mentioned on Teen Scene Radio by submitting the information you request, by requesting information submittal to teenscenedream@gmail.com. Contact us at our home office. Submit your information and your contact name and number to Teen Scene Radio at teenscenedream@gmail.com, facebook.com/TeenSceneRadio. Thank you so much for listening to the show. You're always welcome to listen to Teen Scene Radio broadcast each week right here. Same bat station, same bat hour. We're your family at Teen Scene Radio, and you're always welcome. Thank you.